Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For the listener, we are in the island of Crete in Greece. Not too far, the ocean waves will crash. The wind is blowing. It's a beautiful afternoon. I'd like to give you some information. I would like to extend the last channel. But first, I wish to celebrate the ones in front of me. It would seem in a group like this that you would have those who would truly understand that this is a message from the creative source. And yet there are those who are simply enjoying the energy. And the channeling, they're not too sure of. Even in a group like this, who would come to join in these celebrations, there are still those who would wonder about the correctness, the profundity, or even if it's real. And so I want to celebrate those who are seeking the truth in energy in their own way and are going to get answers that are profound whether they believe this or not. And that's part of what I want to talk about. There's something beautiful here. There is a process going on right here. We've never identified the process, and it's a worldwide process. But before we do that, let us talk a little bit about Crete. This island is one of the largest in the Mediterranean. It is volcanic. It is the seat, the origin, of Zeus. Take a look at the importance of this island to Greece. Now, I want you to look at the importance of this island to archaeology for Europe. But what I'm going to tell you now, you may not be aware of. On this island were some of the oldest civilizations known to Europe, right here. I want you to start connecting the dots yet again. Isn't it unusual that a civilization 6,000-7,000 years old would be here and not on the mainland? They point at this island and they say, here is some of the oldest artifacts we find of any civilization of Europe. And I smile and I say, does this remind you of a Lemurian? We have told you repeatedly of the process of the exit from Lemurian, the island syndrome. Those in their Akash who are so used to setting up things on an island, and they did it again. Now, let's go back 7,000 years and review what was here. It was the beginning of you, not the beginning of humanity. You were just coming out of another phase where you had destroyed yourselves yet again. Now, I've told you that before. Humanity is 50, 60, 70,000 years old. You are only in the last 15,000 year group. If you want to know the oldest in Europe, the Indus Valley, if you want to call that Europe. And that's almost 13,000. And yet there was so much more before that. Humans will say, well, why can't we find it here? There were probably other civilizations before the one they discovered here. And that is absolutely true. An island has an interesting situation. It wipes itself clean with volcanic action, with waves, with wind, with rain, and very little remains after a certain amount of time. On an island, there's really no reason to dig. In fact, if you do, sometimes you'll only find water. And so there aren't many ruins on an island. So there may never be a credible validation of what I'm telling you. So let's just go with known history. Again, I ask, isn't it interesting that the civilization here was the forerunner to most of Europe? Isn't it interesting that Zeus, being one of the major, if not the major gods, was here? The mythology has then the top chief here on this island. That's something else to look at. Why wasn't he on the mainland? All of this leads me to something. Things are not always as they seem. I would like to take you on a trip. And the trip is one of realization. On the planet at the moment, you have major belief systems less than five. Each one of them competes for that which they say is the way to God. Each one. In a linear fashion, they build boxes around this, and each one says that they have the only way to God. Indeed, there is monotheism. But if you look at the fundamentals of each belief system, they will say the others are wrong. And they will say we are right. Let me tell you why. Perhaps you've never connected the dots here. It's a beautiful, beautiful message. The reason they are so sure that their ways, their ancients, their masters, their prophet, is the only way is because they have results. They have good information. They have wonderful healings in all of the temples that they have. Whether you call it a church or a synagogue, no matter what, they have healing. So they have this marvelous result, and they feel the love of God, all of them. They feel the same tingles that some of you do when you sit and you meditate and you call upon the creative source. They may be facing a certain direction on a prayer rug. Believe me, they feel it from head to toe. And each one of them says, because of that, they know they've got the source. They're told, by the way, not to look at the others. It is a very survivalist system, very much like humanity has had forever. Don't look around, stay in your group. That's the survival circle with protection. An old, old linear system. But dear ones, among the ancient linear old energy of all of this are the beautiful healings that happen with them all. I want to extend what we told you before. We were in Delphi, sometimes called Delphi, in the lower temple of the goddess. And I told you something that I want to extend today. And I want you to connect the dots from the mythology of Greek to current day. Something was going on that is a process. Logically, 4D brain, left one, I want you to think about what was going on and come to your own conclusion. If you had 12, 1, 2, 3, mythological gods, they were completely and totally invisible because they didn't exist. You might say they were the evolution of spirituality. They were where children start when it comes to learning what the Creator is all about. And so they were invisible. And you might say, well, if they were invisible, how in the world did they ever figure out how to talk to them? How in the world did they ever communicate? How did they ask for things? How did they get information? And we say to you, you mean just like today? Just like today. Did you know that this island is known for music? How did they come up with an evolutionary, elegant system of music when there were invisible gods that didn't exist? How did they get the channeling in Delphi from invisible gods that didn't exist? How did they create painting, poetry, science that literally came out of the ground at them that they got? How did they get advice to live their lives, to defend their country, and win the battles, if it was all fake, invisible, and nonsense? I ask you this, how did it happen? How could it happen? It's the same process as is today. I'll tell you this, the loving God that created this planet, the wind that you feel right now, the ocean that you look at and that you sing to, that particular God knows who you are, knows your name. And you are a piece of that. Therefore, when you go into a state of asking, of wiping away that which is your psyche, your intellect, and coming to a place and saying, Dear God, tell me what it is I need to know. You're going to get answers, and it doesn't matter who your prophet is. I want to remind you that the masters and the prophets were all connected to the same source. And so they would come and say at this moment, honor each other. Honor those that you would never believe in as part of the creative source. Don't separate anymore. Come together and see the commonality from this very island over to the mainland. All of those thousands of years ago, literally, the process was the same. Human beings gathering and talking to an invisible source. Oh, they had names for them, it doesn't matter. But when they started trusting that which they could not see, no matter what system, no matter what doctrine, no matter what rules might have applied or not, or just men's rules, it didn't matter. Because God, Spirit, saw in them one with pure heart, one who was asking about the things they needed. And they received answers. You can see the results today in the writings, in the beauty and the elegance, the profundity of Greek history. And you can't say it came from mythology, which was nothing at all. You can only say it came from the creative source, which is the same one you are looking at today. This is a new energy. What are you now collectively in this area asking for? Is it remembrance? Is it peace with who you are? Is it to start a journey that you're not sure about? Or is it to extend one that you're not sure about? Have you brought issues and problems? Have you brought grief? I know who you are, and so does the Spirit, the same one that sat here and delivered so much energy and information and beauty and wisdom for so many years. Dear ones, there's a generic principle of love and compassion that looks beyond all of the trappings of superstition, of doctrine, of mythology, and sees the pure heart. Aren't you glad? That is the message. And that's why things worked the way they did. No matter what the names were given to the gods, no matter how dysfunctional they were, no matter what. It was humans looking to the invisible sources and asking, tell me what it is I need to know. Perhaps you might do the same. And then stand back. For you'll get answers. And so it is.